Here's a headline in the Chicago Sun Crimes today. Sky-high delivery app fees are killing my restaurant. Owner says months after pandemic cap has been lifted. The Taqueria Cochina's owner said last year he paid nearly $100,000 to those third-party apps. Robert Magit is on a phone line, the owner of Taqueria Cochina in the Ukrainian village. Hey, Robert, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Really? Close to $100,000 in third-party delivery apps?
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's just unconscionable to think that I've got a little 650 square foot restaurant on a little stretch of Western, and to pay that much to companies that are worth $30, $40, $50 billion, it's just disheartening.
But if you're sending $100,000 to them to deliver your food, then you must be making more than $100,000 yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was making $100,000, right? I mean, in the restaurant industry, we hope to make anywhere from 15% to 20% profit, right? At the end of the day. When they're taking 30% out of the sale and half of my orders come through these apps, essentially 15% of it is gone to those companies. I mean, that is my profit margin.
So do you literally send food out the door sometimes that you don't make money on?
So I'm not going to say that we don't make money on it, but that's literally our cushion, our profit margin.
Oh, yeah. Because you're not a not-for-profit, sure.
Because of the amount of orders that are now coming through these apps, it's almost become impossible for restaurants like me, an independent restaurant that doesn't have much influence, and I don't have a bunch of, like, there's no way McDonald's is paying the same rates for these apps that I pay, right? There's just no way. They're so predatory, and they're just eating off of us. I'll give one example. Like, daily, I get emails from these companies like Uber Eats, $20 off your next $25 order, because they're trying to get me, because I haven't ordered from them in a long time. Well, who's paying that $20, right? Obviously, us restaurants that are getting 30% of our sales is the reason why they're allowed to give out discounts like that. Mm-hmm. And all these companies, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Caviar, Postmates, they're all in competition with each other now. And that's why they all raise their rates. That's why they're all giving out these discounts. And who's it affecting? It's just affecting us.
I know that the city put a cap on it, but that expired October 31st. It was 10% to 15%. Now it's 30% that they're charging for the cost of the delivery. The city is suing these companies. That's pending, so we don't know how that's going to go. What do you want consumers to do? Do you want them to order direct, or is there a way around this?
Yeah, so just to clarify, the city is not suing them because of how much they're charging. The city is suing them because they feel like they're being deceptive in the fees that they charge to consumers.
I
so,
see.
Say, a consumer goes on Grubhub and spends $30. So not only is Grubhub still charging me to say the 30%, they're now adding 10% onto the total to the consumer. So they're actually getting like 40% now, right? So they're that's what this law is, not because of how much they're actually charging us. Because if the city council wanted to keep capping the fees, guess what? They could do it. If our 50 aldermen had a backbone and said, listen, our small businesses, which are the backbone of our country, of our neighborhood, of our city, are struggling, and this is one way that we can help them now, they would have kept the cap up, and they didn't. Why? I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why a lot of things are working the way they are these days.
What do you want? Go ahead. What do you want consumers to do?
Yeah, and again, I've never once said people should not use Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber, because I understand that these companies do have value. They streamline things. All I'm asking is for people to go directly to our websites, because all of those companies, all those third-party apps, will give us a special link that we can put on our website that if someone goes to my website, Taqueria Casino, clicks order online, they'll see Grubhub, they'll see DoorDash, they'll see Uber Eats, and you can still use those companies, and they'll go directly to your phone. But instead of paying the ridiculous rates of 25 to 30, sometimes 35%, they're usually capped at 7%. My Grubhub is zero. If you go to my website, click order online, and click the Grubhub link, I pay 0% on that order.
To be clear, Robert, are you saying I should go to your site first and then use the Grubhub app after I'm on your page?
Yes. If you click the link, it'll go right to your account on your phone.
Yeah.
And I pay 0% on that order.
Okay, Robert. By the way, you'll appreciate this. Robert of Taqueria 773 says, is a super guy who not only provides good food, but is the best community guy. And it sure sounds that way. Let's follow up on this down the road, particularly relative to this lawsuit. I appreciate your clarification on it, Robert, and good luck. I'm glad you had some time for us today.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.